The sentence, "You can be good without God," is a simple one, but begs ancient ethical questions of humanism, morality, and theism. The statement challenges central religious tenets of a good-natured God who is responsible for the moral fiber and later guidance of humans. Bloomington Transit's policy attempts to avoid such controversy. Church of God minister Tony Taylor says he agrees with the bus company's refusal, even though he supports the atheist group's right to advertise.
If they want to put their group and their advertisement on the side of a bus, that's within their right to do it for any other atheist who's looking for a group to get involved in. But as in the message, no, because the message is against everything we believe.
Taylor argues any bus supported with tax dollars should not have statements that counter what he considers to be the foundational belief system of the country. He says the country and Constitution were based on a belief in God, calling the United States a Christian nation. However, many other religious leaders do not mind the posted statement. Father Bob Keller of St. Paul Catholic Church says there is always contention when a system of thought within a culture feels threatened. He says it creates troubling questions for the dominant culture.
Are we endorsing it? If we're doing that, what's wrong with us? Maybe, are we out now? Are we dinosaurs? It's the presumption of, well, we are the culture. It looks like a challenge. It always happens when you have a monopoly.
Though Keller says he's not personally offended by the statement, he understands why it's controversial.
I think a lot of religious communities would see it as an attack or a huge challenge to that as a norm. Because morality and religion are pretty much partners. So I think you can't get around it, especially if even using the word atheist is religious, because you have to use the word theism, which is God. So if you had a description, you know, even that description is religious.
Fayez Rahman, a leader in the city's Muslim community, says he does not think beliefs should be suppressed, even if those beliefs counter what many other groups hold true. He says he doesn't understand the offense felt by some religious groups.
If somebody thinks that I have to stop somebody else from saying something that goes against my faith in order to retain my faith, I would not agree with that.
Rex Sprouse is a Quaker and says he agrees the message is not offensive because it isn't about him.
My answer would be no, because it's actually not saying anything about people who do believe in God. It's simply saying something about people who don't believe in God. I think it's unfortunate that the Bloomington Transit has this policy in general, because I think it could be stimulating public debate and discussion if controversial messages were allowed.
In fact, the INABC's Charlie Seitz says sparking conversation was one of the advertisement's chief goals.
The main intention of putting this "You Can Be Good Without God" ad is to get people talking about it. We think that it'll open up the subject. Maybe we can all learn something from each other. It's not to put down any particular religion. We're just for free and open thinking without any fear.
Seitz says the atheist group has not yet made plans to organize a public discussion on the topic, but intends to bring it up to the group in the near future. By the time the discussion happens, however, the group's lawsuit against the city may be over. More on the lawsuit in part 2 of our series Friday. For WFIU News, I'm Emily Loftus.